This is FM 100.5 and 101.9. AM 1450, Rutherford County's place to talk. WGNS, Murfreesboro, your good neighbor station. This is Rutherford Issues, hitting right at what matters most to all of us here in the heart of Tennessee. From Murfreesboro to Smyrna, Eagleville to Laverne, Leanna to Barfield, and everywhere in between. If it matters to you, you'll hear about it in the next hour here on Rutherford Issues.
Today's show, focused on North Rutherford County, is brought to you by Gill's Ace Hardware in Smyrna on Nissan Drive in Gillsville, 459-4457. Gill's Ace Hardware, the helpful place.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome into Rutherford Issues this afternoon from First Bank in Smyrna, as we are presented by Jenny Williams at Gill's Ace Hardware. And it just so happens that Miss Williams is here today, along with Mr. Robert Mullins and Jim Bryant. And gosh, this is, and Mike, what's your last name? Sparks.
Yeah, Sparks.
Yeah, I couldn't remember there for a moment.
Mr. Sparks.
Mr. Sparks. Yeah. I guess it should be. You've been all around. What have you been doing?
Yeah, like, well, you know, I'm doing you a favor. I was getting. I asked you, if you wanted a cold drink. I was trying to be nice.
Yeah, that was very nice.
And
thank you.
I offered to buy it, and you went ahead and pulled out a big $5 bill, and I went over at Karen's Custard, and I was over there talking to them. They filmed a movie over there. I guess they're calling it Stoker, and it's got Nicole Kidman, and I don't know how to pronounce this other lady. Jenny may know.
Was Mia Nicole there?
Mia Kor-Wukowski.
Okay.
She must be pretty famous. I don't know who it is, but I do know who Nicole Kidman is. And over there at Joe Walls' North American Evergreens landscaping place over here on 41, they filmed some of it over at his place last night. He was telling me.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, was Nicole Kidman in town? That's what I wanted to know.
I don't know.
What was that?
Yeah, that's right. She doesn't.
She doesn't
live in
have far to go. Yeah. She lives in Nashville.
That's very true.
But I thought it was kind of neat. You know, their business is doing good. I was talking to them and said things are good. They've been there 7 years, so things are looking good for them. But I was just glad to see some activity over there.
Now, Jenny, did you say they were changing signs around town and stuff too with the movie shoot?
Yeah, they changed their sign to Rocket Grill.
Yeah, Rocket Grill.
Someone
Rocket's
was
grill.
Telling me about it, but I didn't get to see it. You know, there was a video filmed at the airport too.
That's right, Jason Aldean.
Yeah, we're a famous spot here. Videos, movies.
What gives? What's happening here in Smyrna? I guess so.
25th best place to live or retire.
We're in the top. I thought it was top six.
Oh, okay.
Well, in the top 25, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
top six, I'm behind.
Well, it just follows that if it's a great place to retire, it's got to be a great place to live.
There you go.
Most certainly.
And so that's got to be an attraction for whatever you want to do. Make a movie, move your account to a good bank, whatever.
Do you know a good banker?
I know a great bank and a great banker.
I knew you might say that. That's the voice of Jim Bryant at First Bank here in Smyrna. And you might have a career in radio with that voice, you know.
You know, a lot of people say I sound like Ned Ray McWhirter. Now, I don't think I do, but I hear that all the time. We do have similar hairstyles, both part the hair in the middle, you know.
Uh-huh.
I was an admirer of Ned Ray, although I was not on his side of the political aisle, but he was a great governor and a great citizen of Tennessee.
Well, I know that, I guess, like... You go into the barber shop, it's a quick trip sometimes. Just
you know,
the way you part your hair.
Let me tell you, the Tony Barbershop story. He gets funny about his hair now. I know about that.
You know, when this is all you got, you're really
about it. You are.
It's like a mustache around my ears, you know. That's all I got left. So I'm pretty particular about
how. You know, speaking of Ned Ray, you know, I told you he called me at the car business a year and a half ago and was hiding who it was, and He said, "Well, I used to be the governor," and I thought, "Who is this guy?" And he said, "I'm Governor Ned Ray McWhirter," and I said, "Yes, sir." And we got to talking, and he put up a good haggling on the phone, and he was looking for a car for one of his secretaries, trying to help her, and we had a good little conversation. I should have sold him a car. I just it was just kind of odd, you know what I mean? And I never even got his number or anything. It was just kind of a neat, about 10-15 minute conversation about cars and a little bit about politics, you know.
But he was a neat guy.
Yeah, I guess I know a lot of folks got to meet him. He came to Smyrna a lot at Lee Victory's Fish Fry, you know, talking fish fry here.
Politicians of the 80s are different than today, though, aren't they? A little bit.
In their
thinking, you don't know?
I guess you call them Southern Democrats, and then now they're Republicans. Is that what you're thinking?
Well, sorry.
I mean, I'm trying not to go there, but that's what I'm thinking, you know. I'm sorry. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
No, but you got to admire the guy. He was a statesman, you know, man of the people.
Well, we're not really here to talk a lot of politics. We're kind of here to talk about all the great things that are going on with the Rotary Clubs here in Smyrna and Luverne, and we're surrounded by, you know, high-ranking officers. You know, I work with Bart Walker, of course. He's boss at the radio station, and he's the Murfreesboro Rotary president. And we have the Jim is the president-elect in Smyrna, and Lori North is the president in Luverne. And Robert is a past president.
Past president.
And Jenny is a past president. She's got her pin on over there. And Mike attends a meeting or two, I think.
Yeah. Thanks a lot.
Is that what it is?
I show up every now and then.
When they have pork chops.
That's it.
Is it pork chops? That's what he likes? Pork chops.
Caps-ish.
Mike's probably a future president.
No, I tell you, it's too much work for me. I watch y'all up there, let y'all handle that stuff.
There is a lot of work to it, though, isn't there?
There is.
If it's done right, yeah. The club is really important to the community, and the club activities have to be managed correctly. It's our fish fry is an example of that. We take all the money, the proceeds from our fish fry, and use for local charities. Lately, most of it's gone to the Boys and Girls Club, but we pride ourselves on the fact that we are able to make a pretty good pledge to them toward their new building and then fund that through the fish fry activities. And that fish fry, I know Jenny probably has some technical details on it, but I just want everybody to know how much fun it is. And the best job out there at the fish fry is serving the fish. One of my favorite things to do is eat. So, and meet people. So I can do this. I can do both at the same time. Last year we ran out of fish because every time we dropped a piece of fish off a plate, I ate it. And I'm sure that's why we ran out of fish last year.
There are a lot of drops. Is that what you're saying?
There were a lot of drops last year. But I got all the fish and the fish. and the fries that I could eat, but I had a wonderful time serving it. We have some great club members, and just the best job out there is on the line meeting all the folks.
How much total after this would this club have raised for Rutherford County Charities now, Jim? You say
last year, Robert, about $400,000, I think, because last year alone was over 60. So.
Yeah,
we're really pleased with that. This is our ninth annual fish fry, and it's over the years we've been able to do a lot of good with it.
Yeah.
And the money stays right here. One of the things we like about it is our money, and
Amen.
We get to use it.
Amen.
It stays right here in Smyrna. And I know that, what was it, 2 years ago you made a large commitment to the Boys and Girls Club to help. It's either 2 years ago or last year, one or the other.
It was during their capital campaign for their building. Actually, right. The commitment from Rotary is what got that thing actually off square one, because until the Smyrna Rotary Club made the commitment they did for the $200,000, the other financing was not available to them. But as soon as that commitment was made and some other documentation put in place, they were able to start their building. And, of course, Christy Houston. But if you go out there now and you look at that Boys and Girls Club building, it just makes you really feel proud to have been a little part in the process out there, because the kids being served, the community being served, that's just one of those quality things, Jenny, that makes it a great place to live.
Oh, yeah.
Well, when you see each little pair of legs, you know, some of them walking across the school from the school to the Boys and Girls Club, and you know that they're not going home to be alone and who knows what, you know, it's really a safe place, and they learn a lot over there too.
Yeah, the staff out there is just outstanding. I've had a chance to go through the building and meet some of the people out there, and it takes me back to 1960 when I was part of the Boys Club in Norfolk, Virginia. I was probably on my way to a lot of trouble. Well, I bet, Robert, have you got anything to say?
Confession is coming through.
Well, they say confession is good for the soul, but I better stop there. But the Boys Club in 1960 was a big factor in me finishing high school and actually being where I am today. So to be part of that Boys and Girls Club out there is just it's a personal honor to me. Plus, I think it's a great statement about our Rotary Club that we worked hard enough to be a part of that. And it's a monument, I believe, to the community spirit of Smyrna and Rutherford County. And when you look around and see who all is involved in it, you know, there's an old saying that you're known by the company you keep. And I look around just this room today. I'm in great company today. And
I was going to say you're in trouble, but
yeah, really. I've got to do something. But you go to our Rotary Club meeting and you look around and see who's in the room. It just makes you feel good about being part of that whole thing.
You know, I remember Mike invited me a couple of years ago to the meeting where you were handing out a lot of checks. You know, and that was always a big time. And one that really hit me and that I remember is the food bank,
yeah.
You know, and the work that they do. And just to know that what you were able to raise, it goes right back to help feed people here that are really going through a tough time. I mean, there are many other groups, and I'm not trying to get you to list every one of them or whatever, but if there's a charity here in Smyrna, Jenny, there's the likelihood that they're being helped by Rotary somehow.
Oh, yes, all age groups. We've helped out the Senior Citizen Center. They needed an awning. Sam Davis. Huh? Yeah, Rescue Squad.
Abel's Recreation Program.
Yeah, Abel's. Boy Scouts.
Mm-hmm.
People have the opportunity, groups have the opportunity to make an application for a, and it's available on our website, rotaryofsmyrna.org. They can go to our website and pull up a form and fill out the form. The library, Read to Succeed, we have those are our literacy activities. Wow, I can't think of all of them.
The list just goes on and on.
And we have participated in Honduras with electrical and water, you know, safe water projects in third world countries too.
Yeah, Rotary is an international organization, and sometimes Rotary clubs in their communities get criticized for their international activities. But we can team up with another Rotary Club. And, you know, in America, we have so many resources, and we don't appreciate it. And our members that have gone to Honduras, in fact, Robert has gone to a lot of countries, too. And it just, they have no running water. They have no electricity. I mean, I can't stand.
Is it Mike Woods? And who else taking that, Robert, with you?
Mark Michelson.
Yeah.
And
Bob Elliott
went.
Yeah.
Yes.
And people get emotional when they talk about it, how, you know, you're really changing somebody's life there. I mean, we're changing lives here locally, too, and helping, you know, different organizations.
But I've got a picture, and I've got a lot of respect for Robert. You know, Bob Spivey's always been close to my heart, and I got a picture of them two guys and me, and I'll cherish it. But what I like about Rotary is people do come together. And from different walks of life, you know, in our club and make things happen. And we've gotten a lot accomplished the past several years. Had some great leaders come through there.
All you have to do is just go down and see the Boys and Girls Club building like we were talking about a minute ago and see all the great things that are going on here in Smyrna in that regard. You mentioned Honduras, and I think that's interesting. Robert, because I talked this week to a group of young people. Middle Tennessee Christian School is taking a group of 15, and Todd Miller is the principal at the high school, and they're going to Honduras. And I forgot the name of the little town, maybe a big town for all I know, but just so happened that at our church this year we had Vacation Bible School, and that was the theme and that was the mission, because one of the girls had actually gone, and she wanted to help families there by getting these croc type shoes and rain boots because they really need those there, and was telling stories about, you know, the life around the landfill, and that was like their food source, and it was just amazing. But to see those young people, you know, that are willing to give up their fall break to go to Honduras, those are the kinds of people that are going to be future Rotarians as well. But they're learning by example. Those are the stories about young people that I really love to get out there.
And service above self for others. Those seniors, those students commit to so many hours of community service. Of course, they don't get a grade on it, but it's just part of the curriculum. It's expected. And so they're using that to complete that service.
Well, when you said Honduras, and I knew that you know, had Middle Tennessee Christian Schools kind of close to you, so you know, those two things just kind of went together in my mind, and I wanted to. They're actually taking a few more donations. Is one reason. You can see Todd Miller at MTCS if you're interested in helping this group, and I think they're trying to put a lot of the money toward buying some lumber and things of that nature. They're going to build a home and medicine and food, and putting baskets and things like that together. So, let's talk about the Wings of Freedom Fish Fry. Jim said it was the ninth event or the ninth annual. So, Jenny, I guess this started the year after 9/11?
Yes. And our club was looking for a way to raise money, and some of our past presidents now got together, and you know, when you get people together and you start brainstorming, just all kinds of great ideas come up. And it's patterned after Lee Victory Fish Fry. Every year he had that. It's also kind of a leftover from the air show hangar party. We used to have that, and that was just because we held it at the corporate flight management hangar. It's a great time for people to get together, a reunion. We probably have people from other states come, too. I've talked to people in Kentucky. They like to come. And it's just, you know, it does a lot of things. It's a reunion. We honor a person or people. This year, we're honoring service personnel at Seward Air Force Base. And anyone who is connected with Seward Air Force Base can call the Smyrna Rutherford County Airport Authority and call this number, 459-2651, and you will get two free tickets. And a lot of people are talking about Smyrna as a great place to live. A lot of people who were connected with the air base moved back here, and they chose to retire here. And I know Mike, his dad was in the Air Force. My dad was in the Air Force. And then I talk to people that say, oh, well, I met my husband. He was in the Air Force, and he moved into the area, married a Smyrna girl. And it had a big effect on our community.
And it really planted new families here.
Oh, yes.
I mean, because you're kind of from up north. Your family's way up there.
How do you get to Tennessee from North Dakota? You're in the Air Force. You know?
Well, you mentioned Jim Wall's family, the same.
Oh, yeah.
He's from the Dakota area, isn't he?
Yeah. And Robert, you probably can talk a little bit about, you know, like the housing development. I mean, you know, houses were built here because I know the week I came, well, the week my parents came here, I wasn't here yet. But I was born at Fort Campbell because the Air Force Base Hospital was not finished yet. So I was born at Fort Campbell. Otherwise, I could say I've lived all my life in Smyrna, which basically I have till I went to MTSU, and I was living in Murfreesboro for a little while.
Well, there was just one little small trip from the Clarksville area.
So. Yeah, a little 5 days there. But I mean, the impact. But this year we want to honor the service personnel of Seward Air Force Base. And another really important thing we're doing this year at 4:30, and we want people to mark the calendars with this, Saturday, September 10th at 4:30, we're moving the monument, the Seward Air Base Monument. from the National Guard side to the new, what we call the new side, the new development side, in front of the Airport Authority building. So we'd like to have a lot of people there, and we've got a nice program planned. John Black, executive director, has planned a really nice program. He's a Smyrna Rotarian, and just trying to get a lot of people out there. And hey, what about our airport?
Yeah.
Airport of the year in Tennessee. Another good thing about Smyrna.
That's right. That's right. Now, we don't have to do any heavy lifting of the monument or anything.
No. I hope that monument is already in place.
Just be unveiled. Huh?
Yeah, to be unveiled, yes.
The connection, and we've spent a lot of time on this program talking about the importance of the Seward Air Base, but I think it's interesting that you've got an old picture right there of the runway and a car there, and it's just really neat to the history and the impact that it had on this community.
There will be a display of pictures and mementos and
video.
Video. People will find it really interesting.
You remember right there? Is it Threat, where the guard shack used to be? Like you're going to the town center. Y'all remember that easy, don't you?
Yeah, I remember that.
I barely remember it.
I remember that, and
in front of the housing, base housing.
Yeah, I remember that. But you know what I remember? I remember sitting in the grocery store as a teenager, watching all that base traffic come down Jefferson Pike. I went, "Well, that's a lot of cars," and you know, we weren't real busy, and I was sitting there looking out the window, watching the cars go by, and people would shop at our grocery store and they'd have lots of bags from the commissary in there, but they'd come in and get their meats from us, because that was our way to pull them in there, our niche. And
I mean,
like Junior Foodland, they're great meat department and custom cutting meats for people that brings your customers in.
You know, my wife's uncle is retired Air Force and talks about going to the commissary, you know, and all the great deals that are there. So I guess it was hard to compete in the grocery business.
Oh, it was.
But you had to kind of find your in.
Tax free too. Probably.
Yeah, it is.
I mean,
good savings there. Let's get the details before we break here about the Wings of Freedom Fish Fry, and we're going to give away some tickets too. Now, did you tell me how many tickets we were going to give away?
Six pairs. Hey, one more thing.
Okay.
Cell phones for soldiers.
Yeah, we'll talk about that after the break.
Okay.
Can we do that?
Yeah, we can do that.
All right. We're going to give away 6 pairs of tickets to the Wings of Freedom Fish Fry. Zach, back at the station, is going to take your name. And we just want to be generous. You don't even have to call in and ask a question or answer a question or anything. Just say that Jim Bryan is handsome, and then you'll win 6 pair of tickets, and we'll give that away to 3 people. And the Wings of Freedom Fish Fry is coming up when? And give us the when, where, why, and all that.
Okay. Saturday, September 10th, 4:30, rededication of the monument, Seward Air Force Base Monument. Gates open at 5 o'clock. You enter in through the Airport Authority building, and it's located off of Threat Industrial Road. Just the town center is right across the street, and you just go right if you're coming from one direction, left the other direction, but you'll see the runways there, and you go in through the Airport Authority building, and
okay. What else did you were? It's very easy to find if you know kind of where that area is.
We'll have signage out too.
Yeah, and this is a value of an $80 value for a pair of tickets that we're giving away. We've already given away two, and boy, people must think Jim is pretty handsome. And we've already given away a couple of tickets. So we're going to continue that through the break. We are going to come back and talk more. We'll remind you about the Wings of Freedom Fish Fry. We're also going to bring Lori North in. She's chomping at the bit to get on the air, I can tell, here in just a second. We're going to talk to her about some of the great things going on in Laverne with the Laverne Rotary. And we'll talk about cell phones for soldiers as well. When we come back, you're listening to Rutherford Issues, the North Rutherford County Edition, presented by Gills Ace Hardware on Nissan Drive in Gillsville.
From the baseball team to the spelling team. I'm Ron Jordan with local news from WGNS. MTSU head baseball coach Steve Peterson has agreed to be a celebrity speller in this year's Read to Succeed Spelling Bee. He's backed by popular demand. During a previous spelling bee 2 years ago, Peterson had the crowd rolling on the floor laughing. The spelling bee will be at the Patterson Park Community Center on November 15th. For a list of the celebrities taking part, log on to WGNSradio.com. News brought to you by Dr. Mark Kester, Chiropractic and Acupuncture Center on Broad Across from Chevrolet of Murfreesboro. For more than 20 years, Dr. Mark Kester's helped thousands of your friends and neighbors find relief from pain. For a free consultation, call him, 895-1253. A woman accused of shoplifting got a double whammy on Saturday. 24-year-old Amelia Marie Potts not only charged with petty theft, but also indecent exposure. Evidently, the woman exposed her breast when the Walmart loss prevention employee questioned her about stealing merchandise. Potts apparently exposed herself when the store employee asked her if she hid anything in her bra. The employee told police he ordered her not to expose herself, but she allegedly refused his request and did it anyway. The bizarre behavior unfolded in the tire center of the store. Potts had been warned before not to be on Walmart property, a warning she did not heed. South Maney Avenue at East Sevier Street completely closed to traffic September 6th through the 8th. It's going to be closed due to the installation of three new manholes. And Manchester police are still searching for a man who's been missing since July 3rd. Police say Leo Paul Massicotti went missing after he got into a fight with his girlfriend, and she dropped him off near Arnold Air Force Base. She said that he walked into the woods in order to take a shortcut to a friend's house and was never seen again. If you know Massicotti's whereabouts, call 931-728-2099. That's the number of the Manchester Police. I'm Ron Jordan. You're up to date, and this is WGNS News.
Get paid top dollar on the spot for any gold jewelry, gold coins, pre-1965 silver coins, guitars, antiques, and collectibles. No one can pay more than the Ohio Valley Gold and Silver Group. This week in Murfreesboro at the Comfort Suites on Thompson Lane near Walmart. Hot items on their list right now are broken herringbone necklaces, old class rings, dental gold, mismatched earrings, sterling silver sets, and silver coins like the pre-1965 Washington quarters, the Mercury and Roosevelt dimes, silver dollars, and half dollars. They're all worth money to them, so stop by the Ohio Valley Gold and Silver Show going on this week at the Comfort Suites on Thompson Lane near Walmart. They have over $250,000 to spend this week. That's at the Comfort Suites Tuesday through Saturday on North Thompson Lane near Walmart. Show hours 9 to 6 Tuesday through Friday and 9 to 4 on Saturday.
Self-storage has never been so convenient. Thanks to Zippy Shell, providing self-storage and moving solutions right to your front door. We deliver, you pack it, we pick it up and store it. Our units are secure, convenient, and best of all, they're just as affordable as traditional ones. Zippy Shell. Call us today for a free estimate.
Call locally owned Zippy Shell today. 216-7879. That's 216-7879.
There are great deals this month at Gill's Ace Hardware in Smyrna. Here's Jenny Williams.
At our big Labor Day event, save 20% on all Royal House and wall paint. Get your choice of a 4-pack roller cover or 4-piece paintbrush set, just 99 cents after rebate. Stock up on a 12-pack of Mason pint jars, 2 for $11. Save $8 on Home Pest Killer and $4 off Hot Shot Fogger, both just $1.99 after rebate.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware for.
It's a once-in-a-hundred-year event. The MTSU Centennial Blue Tie Gala is September 9th. For those who don't have their blue ties, Lightning's Locker Room has you covered. John Brockwell has regular and extra-long Middle Tennessee neckties, along with bow ties and banded bow ties. If you're among the 1,200 alumni celebrating MTSU's 100th birthday, go in style with a blue tie from Lightning's Locker Room, 910 Richley Road, turn off of Broad between Chewy's and Chili's. Get your blue ties at Lightning's Locker Room.
Catch the energy, Blue Raiders.
The Big Blue travels to Purdue Saturday for the season opener. Chip Walters and Kelly Holcomb will have the play-by-play on WGNS at 11, the Blue Raider pregame show at 10. The blood and sweat from the summer all leads up to this. The 2012 season of Blue Raider football here on FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and streaming at WGNSradio.com.
Tackle boredom. Catch the energy.
Here's Frank LePetri, pastor of Holly Grove Baptist Church.
A young couple moves into a new neighborhood, and the next morning, while they were eating breakfast, the young woman sees her neighbor hanging out wash. "That laundry is not very clean," she said. "She doesn't even know how to wash correctly. Perhaps she needs better laundry soap." Her husband looked on, but remained silent. Every time her neighbor would hang out her wash to dry, the young woman would make the same comments. About a month later, the woman was surprised to see a nice clean wash on the line and said to her husband, "Look, she has learned how to wash correctly. I wonder who taught her this." The husband said, "I got up early this morning and cleaned our windows." This is Frank LePetri, pastor of the Holly Grove Baptist Church. Just like this young woman looking through a dirty window, so it is with life. What we see when watching others depends on the purity of the window through which we look.
Hi, this is Sean Brown at Southeastern Tire, inviting you to come to our annual Labor Day tire blowout sale. All tires sold at cost Friday, September 2nd, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturday, September 3rd, 7 a.m. to noon. Free food, free alignment checks both days. Buy now and install later. Buy any four Michelin tires and receive a $70 MasterCard rebate.
Hi, this is Joe at Southeastern Tire. We employ ASC certified technicians. We are a full service auto repair facility. We are located between Kmart and Chevy of Murfreesboro.
Play it again, sports!
Your football headquarters.
If you play youth football, we've got the best deals in town. This is Scott with a reminder to all Mustang, Blue Raider, and City League youth football players to come in for the name brand pants, helmets, pads, and more at Played Against Sports on North Thompson Lane.
Good afternoon, Rutherford County. As you make your way home this Thursday afternoon, happy to report no accidents out there along your interstates or along your secondaries. However, we do want to let you know you are going to see lane closures along Medical Center Parkway as crews install new cameras, and along Manny Avenue between Broad Street and East Castle Street. That section is closed to through traffic, including the intersection of Manny Avenue and Castle Street. If you need a personal injury attorney, call the law office of Henry S. Queener, located at 1230 17th Avenue in Nashville. Give them a call, 327-9999. With your WGNS traffic, I'm John Boyce.
Rutherford Issues. We're everywhere you need to be.
The North Rutherford County Edition is brought to you by Gill's Ace Hardware in Smyrna.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
All right, friends, welcome back into the program as we continue broadcasting the North Rutherford County Edition of Rutherford Issues from First Bank on Mallory Street here in Smyrna. And I don't know. I don't feel... Should I feel a little intimidated? I mean, Jenny Williams is here from Gill's Ace Hardware, and all these people that called in, we had to fight off of a few women who were calling in to say Jim Bryant is handsome. Diane Patterson, Mary Hickerson, and Heather Smithson, all winners this afternoon of a pair of tickets to the Wings of Freedom Fish Fry, which is coming up on September the 10th. And Jim, are you going to be serving again this year? Is that the plan?
I am going to be serving.
All right, he's going to be serving, so you'll have to stop.
And eating.
So you don't have to. Cleanup's pretty easy, I guess, isn't it, Jenny?
Jim takes care of cleanup, too.
You wanted to mention something before we shift gears and talk about Laverne here just a second, about all of the sponsors that you have.
We couldn't do this without our sponsors. I mean, we Corporate Flight Management has been there since day one. And some of our sponsors have been 9-year sponsors, but Jim just counted 102 sponsors. You get listed in the Smyrna AM, and we also have you listed in the Rutherford AM too. But you know, those people that donate and partner up with us, you know, they're charging it off as an advertising expense. That's what I do. But I think more than anything, they're partners with us, and they know the good things we do with the money.
Well,
and
I mean, it could go so many other places, you know. People are.
And our overhead is hardly anything.
Yeah, yeah. Like some of our, like Taylor Farms, they give us all the code slaw. Other organizations, we have a lot of in-kind. And so... you know, the tables, and I think we do purchase the tables, but the dinnerware, Stonecrest Medical Center, they're a big sponsor. Nissan this year is a big sponsor.
Smyrna Ready Mix is always stepped up.
Yeah, Smyrna Ready Mix.
WGNS, Daily News Journal.
WGNS is a media partner.
Right, right.
Yes, and we appreciate the coverage the radio station gives us. And
well, 102. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, we couldn't do it without our sponsors, and we want to thank them and appreciate so much their participation in this event with us.
You gave me something the other day or sent me by email, and we put it on our website about cell phones for soldiers, and there are a lot of drop-off locations for that as well. This is another Rotary project?
Yes. We have really interesting speakers because we have a really good chairman. Jim Bryant is our program chairman, president-elect. He'll be president next year of Smyrna Rotary. But he comes up with some really good speakers. And we had a lady, Patricia Berkowitz, and she's with the, see if I can, a member advisory committee for MOA National, which is it's Middle Tennessee Chapter, Military Officers Association of America. And she brought to us a project, Cell Phones for Soldiers. So also, we have several locations for drop-up points for cell phones. Everybody's got a drawer full of cell phones and chargers and cords and wires and everything, and they're just sitting there. And this is a good way you can recycle them. They, for each phone, they will come up with a card, a one-hour prepaid call time card for a soldier to call their family and friends. And of course, our soldiers are all over the world.
Sure.
And they miss their family, and this is a way you can help them connect back with their family by turning in your old cell phones. And we will have boxes set up at the Fish Fry, but we also have these locations here. Gil's Ace Hardware, Star Medical Group, Substation 2, First Bank, Living Truth Christian Center, Southern Veterinarian Center, Smyrna Divine Wines and Spirits, La Siesta Mexican Restaurant, and also the Town Center. But just think about when you're getting ready to come out to the Fish Fry to gather up your cell phones and chargers, and you'll have a place to drop them off, and each phone will equal a one-hour calling card for a soldier.
Well, that's a lot of cell phones. That's great.
Yeah, and I'd like to emphasize the fact that 40-something years ago, I was overseas, a soldier, serving pretty long ways from home. I was just telling these guys around the table that there was a sign on a post that said Chicago was 12,864 miles away. That just let you know how far you really were from home. And one of the letters from my mom came, and it had been in the mail for 33 days.
Wow.
Now, I was over there a whole year without hearing any of my family's voices. But this project and the technology that we enjoy today will allow a soldier to call home and talk to his folks real time. And I think, as far as I'm concerned, this is one of the more important things we're doing right now is helping these soldiers keep in touch with their families.
And it will go on for how long? I guess it's kind of a continual thing? Or
yeah, collect them till December 31st. And we may go beyond that, but this phase of it is till December 31st.
Okay, very good. Well, Lori North has been waiting patiently. She's joining us here as well. You had to come a long way to get here.
I did.
Just a couple of doors down. Now, as we kind of wind up here, I want to give you the chance to talk about what Laverne Rotary is doing with fundraising and Cruise Inn and all this kind of thing. This Cruise Inn is kind of like the happening place to be, isn't it?
It is. The project, because we are a smaller group than Smyrna, and it's a lot less work just to have a Cruise Inn. You know, people like to come and bring their automobiles, whether it's a motorcycle, trucks, cars, and just everyone come and enjoy the scenery, come and enjoy the camaraderie between each other. We would like to thank First Chance Tire and Automotive because they let us use their facility. It is the second Thursday of every month from 6 to 9 p.m. The next one coming up is September the 8th. And the contribution proceeds are going to be benefiting Laverne High School Band Booster Club. Laverne High School Band, last year they were in the Macy's Day Parade. They have been invited to attend the Rose Bowl Parade, and they have a great band. They need lots of sponsorship, lots of money to help them continue in their endeavors of going and traveling and, you know, making Rutherford County, showing Rutherford County what a great band we have here and at Laverne High. I would also like to thank Tim Tomlin and Tomlin Group, Automotive Group. He came up this last cruise in that we had in August and brought some of his automobiles, and that was a sight for a lot of people to be able to enjoy what he was bringing up. So come out, enjoy it. We have food, food for sale, and T-shirts, just a lot of fun. There is no admission charge, but donations are appreciated.
I think it's very interesting that that this cruise-in is so popular. I mean, that's kind of takes you back to the, you know, the 60s and 70s, you know, and what was really really popular back during that time. So I guess Jim remembers those days, don't you? 40s and 50s. He goes back even further. I mean, you and I remember maybe the 70s.
But definitely a more simpler time of life.
Yeah. But those were popular events. Everybody wanted to see what the new muscle car, you know, all the older muscle cars look like and things of that nature. In terms of the band, I can tell you, I think it's Mr. Freitag. I think that's the band director's name, and he's been on the air talking about the last year's trip to the Macy's Parade, and the young people that come through the band program. I mean, they were actually working to redo their facility inside the high school last year, I think, as well. So they're really kind of a shining star there at Laverne.
They really are. Chris Crumley came and did a presentation with Laverne Band this past Tuesday, and I thought it was really interesting how he mentioned that there's actually 10 music scholarships offered for every one sports scholarship. So they have a great band, and they have a lot of band members that go to college, are able to go on scholarships and really benefit the children too.
Well, I know it teaches many of the same disciplines and being on time and showing up to work. One of our employees actually at the radio station, who's been there for many years, was a band member in high school and started working for us in high school, and he's still there and going to MTSU. So, I mean, it's good to see those young people involved. I think as long as they have something to be involved in, whether it be boys and girls club or band or ball games or 4-H or whatever, that gives them an opportunity. And so thanks for what Laverne Rotary is doing there. When's the cruise in again now?
It is Thursday, September the 8th from 6 until 9 p.m. And if, again, you know, just come cruise in. You don't have to stay the entire time.
Stop in. And then from there on that Thursday, you can get to the Wings of Freedom Fish Fry on Saturday, September the 10th, 4:30. And there's going to be a dedication in front of the hangar there. And then I guess it's eat from when to when, Jenny?
Five till about 6 or 6:30.
5 to 6, 6:30.
Better get there early. You know how that fish disappears.
That's right. Get there early. All right. That's going to do it for our time here today. Thanks so much for joining us.